USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One key thing about the infrastructure bill that just passed the Senate is there are no gas tax increases.
President Biden speaking at the White House regarding his Build Back Better agenda. The president also saying in the future he wants to see the correlation between a barrel of oil falling with gas prices lowering, which is not happening now. McAllen, Texas Mayor Major Javier Villalobos is sounding the alarm and calling on the Biden administration with help as illegal immigrants make up a large portion of those who have tested positive for COVID-19. The mayor telling CBS News,
"Oh, I think there's an issue because now they're going throughout, positive or non-positive. They get picked up and they're going out and we have no authority to stop it."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Tonight is the night to be looking up towards the heavens for a spectacular meteor shower. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens explains.
This evening into the early morning hours of Thursday is the peak time for the Perseid meteor showers. Brian Thompson is with AccuWeather.
As we get to the peak here, we could be looking at 60 to as many as 100 meteors per hour for a brief period of time. Won't be like that all the time. And the best way to view these, obviously, is to get as far away from city lights as possible. That's how you can kind of maximize your potential for seeing more meteors.
Burger chain Shake Shack announced it will be implementing yet another price hike in 2021 to fight inflation. During a conference call with analysts last week, Shake Shack's chief financial officer said customers will be paying 3 to 3.5% more for their food in the fourth quarter of 2021. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo was hailed by those in the media as a guy who was fighting COVID the right way in the state of New York. Cuomo even wrote a book about the pandemic and was reportedly given a $3.1 million advance for his book, American Crisis, Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic, which included another $2 million due over the next 2 years. Former Republican Congressman Peter King was asked on Newsmax if Cuomo should give back that advance based on the fact that he resigned from office due to sexual assault allegations.
I think morally he should, whether or not they would stand up in court. I don't know. It is a valid contract, I presume. But, the right thing to do would be to return that money, or either that or donate it to a charity, donate it to a shelter, donate it to COVID patients, whatever. To me, it's the wrong thing to do to hold on to that money. In many ways, really, is blood money. Listen, even if everything had worked out right, to be writing a book in the middle of a pandemic is wrong. And considering everything went wrong, in his handling of the pandemic, it makes it absolutely scandalous.
Google has a new internal calculator to explain potential pay cuts to staffers who choose to work from home. Screenshots obtained by Reuters show the employees who commuted an hour from Stamford, Connecticut to Google's Manhattan office would take a 15% pay cut if they keep working from home. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.